This is KPTZ 91.9 FM. I'm Jim Burke with local news and commentary for Tuesday, February 21st, 2023. As reported in the PT Leader yesterday, a 50-year-old Port Townsend man was arrested for first-degree assault as police continue to investigate the stabbing of a 42-year-old woman in a motorhome, an RV, on Sunday morning. Detective Sergeant Brett Anglin of the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office said multiple neighbors called 911 about 11:30 a.m. February 19th to report a fight between a man and a woman on a property on Pelican Place. Anglin said the man was seen striking and pushing the woman and is quoted as saying, "Deputies and officers from Port Townsend arrived on scene where they could hear a male subject screaming within a motorhome, and they had significant concerns over the female in the structure," end of quote. Officers forced their way into the home after the man refused to open the door. Anglin continued, quote, "They encountered a male subject who was noncompliant and making statements to the effect that she, the woman, was dead," end of quote. The woman was found in the motorhome with multiple stab wounds, and she was bleeding profusely, according to Anglin. The man was arrested and the woman, the stabbing victim, was taken by medical airlift helicopter to Harborview Medical Center in Seattle, listed in critical condition at 11 p.m. Sunday and was undergoing emergency surgery. The man was arrested without incident and booked into Jefferson County Jail. Anglin said he could not immediately identify the man who was arrested. A team from Washington State Patrol's Crime Lab arrived at the home on Pelican Place around 9 a.m. Monday. Four other law enforcement vehicles were also on the scene from the Sheriff's Office, Washington State Patrol, and Port Townsend Police Department. The motorhome, described by police as the location of the stabbing, was parked in a driveway to a manufactured home. Yellow police tape was strung from the trees around the lot, and the tape cut near the street so the crime lab van could park near the mobile home. The motorhome appeared to be a late model tan and white camper van, and its top covered by moss. Anglin said investigators would continue to gather evidence at the scene throughout Monday. Reported by the PT Leader, the Jefferson County Public Utility District is receiving a $5.4 million loan from the United States Department of Agriculture. The PUD will use the funds for its ongoing smart meter and broadband project, as well as the district's new office building located on Otto Street, south of Port Townsend. The loan is essentially two loans bundled together, with one part, $1.35 million, being used on the PUD's new office building, and the other, worth $4.05 million, for smart grid updates, according to PUD Communications Director Will O'Donnell. The multi-million dollar loan comes with a 26-year term, and the interest rate is yet to be finalized by the Department of Agriculture, according to O'Donnell. O'Donnell said, quote, "We began the application for this loan in the fall of 2021. Borrowing from the USDA's Rural Utilities Service Program is an extensive process that it requires a lot of paperwork, multiple Board of Commissioner approvals, and many additional exchanges with the USDA team. This is really two loans bundled together, one for smart grid upgrades, which is mainly our advanced metering infrastructure meter project, and the other was for purchase of our new office building and broadband business headquarters in Glen Cove," end of quote. The new broadband business headquarters will add nearly 6,000 square feet of new office space, 16 offices, 2 server rooms, 28 parking spots, and more for the utility district's ongoing broadband project spanning across East Jefferson County. The PUD moved into the facility in March, and it comes with a 130-foot lattice radio tower on site. O'Donnell said, quote, "Because the building's sale concluded in 2022, the $1.35 million loan will replenish the PUD's cash reserves and allow us to spread the cost of the purchase of this asset over the next 26 years rather than all at once. On the other $4.05 million side of the federal loan, the majority of monies will be used on new advanced metering infrastructure, AMI meters and equipment, as well as the removal of old meters and installation costs. The new metering infrastructure will help the utility and customers in a variety of ways, such as reduced reading and maintenance costs, reduced carbon emissions due to decreased transportation needs for meter reading, data sharing capabilities during power outages, and more. As for the utility authority's new broadband facility, O'Donnell said, quote, "The new building will serve as the primary data center for the PUD's broadband expansion. In the next 4 years, the PUD will extend fiber optic internet service to over 4,000 homes and businesses lacking broadband access to broadband internet over a wire line," end of quote. For more information on the PUD's meter program, visit jeffpudd.org /meterprogram. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening.